This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Denver Mayor Michael Hancock has issued a stay-at-home order to keep residents from going out except for essential activities like grocery shopping, medical visits, and exercising at a safe distance. The order goes into effect tomorrow evening at 5 o'clock. The Denver airport and public transportation will continue to operate. City parks will be open, but playgrounds will not. Liquor stores and recreational pot shops will close, while medical marijuana stores will stay open. And restaurants can still fill takeout and delivery orders. Denver officials asked other cities and counties in the metro area to set similar limits. One Colorado lawmaker has learned that he has COVID-19. CPR's Andrew Kenney reports.
Senator Jim Smallwood learned on Sunday that he tested positive for COVID-19. Smallwood, who is 49, is in quarantine at his second home in California. He briefly experienced symptoms last week after the legislature adjourned. Smallwood appeared to be the second Colorado lawmaker to be diagnosed with respiratory illness, but he's actually the first. Representative Daphna Michelson-Janay said today that a doctor had misinterpreted her COVID-19 test results. She actually has a different coronavirus, but she'll remain in isolation. The legislative session won't resume for at least a week. I'm Andrew Kenney, CPR News.
The annual Food and Wine Classic in Aspen has been canceled over COVID-19. The two-day event in June attracts thousands of visitors, including top culinary personalities from around the world. 43 with light rain in Grand Junction, 55 in Denver. This is CPR.